Good morning, everybody. So this morning's cheery reading from the book of the prophet Baruch is talking about the Jewish people being overcome with shame. And it reminds me, I'm not here to shame you, don't worry. But it reminds me of when I was at the Eucharistic revival. Remember about a year and a half ago, whatever it was, 1 year ago, 2 years already? I don't even remember. The one that was in Indianapolis. When Father Mike Schmitz went up, he gave what I thought was the best talk of the event, and it was an amazing event. But he began with the words, there is no revival without repentance. And that particularly struck me, and that was kind of one of his main themes of his talk. There is no revival without repentance. And this is what we see in the book of the prophet Baruch. Previously, the Jewish people had been receiving prophet after prophet after prophet, telling them, you need to change your ways, return to the Lord, or else bad things will happen. They did not return to the Lord, bad things happened. And at the beginning, the Jewish people, I think, did what a lot of us do, which is to complain. Say, Lord, why is it that you have abandoned us? Lord, why is it that this suffering is coming upon us? Lord, why are we in this situation? And what that shows is they had not yet come to grips with who they were and what they had become, how they were acting. They were still thinking along the lines of, well, God is supposed to just do whatever we want. But after years of exile and hardship and humiliation and everything, we see that the heart of the people has changed. And Baruch says, justice is with the Lord. We have neither heeded the voice of the Lord our God nor followed the precepts. He starts to recognize these are all the sins that we have committed. And what God has allowed to happen to us is simply justice. And the same thing happens to us. That is what repentance is called. Repentance is not just, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Now let me go to confession really quickly and get good with you so we can start over and I can fall into more sins. Repentance means I recognize that I have sinned. I recognize I am in need of your mercy. And I recognize that I need to change. And I am resolving. I'm going to do everything within my power then to change. With your grace. That's when repentance sets in. That is when conversion sets in. And that is why our Lord allows crosses and struggles and hardships in our lives. Every hardship and every cross that is out there is a result of sin. Either my sin or somebody else's sin, but it is a result of sin. And when God is allowing us to suffer hardships, usually because most of us, frankly, have plenty of sins to atone for, and God is very lenient with us. Frankly, even the smallest sin would merit hell in an absolute sense of justice. The only reason it doesn't is because you and I are so spaced out and so weak that it wouldn't be fair. But, you know, in our original state, like Adam and Eve, any sin whatsoever would have merited hell just the same as the angels and demons because they knew what they were doing and it was a rejection. They were taking themselves out from underneath God's authority structure and God's dominion. It was a rejection of God and God's plan. When we start to recognize that, and we nonetheless also recognize God's infinite mercy for us, that is when we are able to turn back. So I think it's good for us to reflect, what are the sins that I continue to play with? What are the sins that I haven't yet truly repented for? I may come to confession and confess them over and over again because I've got that habit, but what are the sins in my life that I really need to deal with? I need to face it, I need to own it, so that I can bring it before the Lord and tell him, Lord, enough is enough. By your grace, I firmly intend to break with this sin. And when that happens, we will see the same thing that happened to the people of Israel. Their exile came to an end. They were restored to the promised land, and they were able to begin anew in this salvific plan that God had for them. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.